Smith, Reel 3. We were talking about the officers that you had when you joined 4th Coast Battery of the 3rd Coast Regiment, Royal Artillery, at Europa Point Barracks, Gibraltar. You mentioned you didn't see much of your battery commander. What about the other officers? How much did you see of them, and what did you...
That was about the last time or something for the day, what they did, I do not know. And obviously, didn't hear them in the real truth. The officer was very big in the hospital, and my man had him in the hospital. The senior engineer was into the attendance group. One time serving, I think, were not a very good one, that's good. There were certain courses that not one man of service was a counterpart. I've answered that as a battery commander of the system, which in process of
tell me about. Well, should we start with the guns first, then go on to that? Well, you had 9.2s, and where were they set up, and what could you describe the 9.2s?
One just about the wood. One had two factories. And then the other three, which were the modern 9.2s, which found the fast settlers. But some were corrupt. And I've been put there, I think, in the early 30s, with a great feeling of trouble.
Now, what was the difference between the Mark V and the Mark VII, and what about the 9.2 generally?
The 9.2 Mark V was purely all handwork. Everything was handwork. But the 9.27 was electrified. And in fact, it was the last
one. Could you describe sort of the mechanism of the 9.2? You know, the. It's quite a big gun, isn't it?
Yes, I'm trying to think that it took a shell of just over 300 pounds. The Mark V, of course, the range was quite limited. And I think it was about 15,000 pounds. Whereas with the Mark VII, it could just beat the other side. That's because it's not short. The Mark V is normally controlled by people on the gun. They look through very close to the fire. Whereas the Mark VII, we had a observation tank. And in there was a position tank. Telephonic communication and cable down to the TFT, which was the cable time connection, into which you fed the information from the position finder. It churned it out quite a unit time, and then passed it down to the ground by a cable. So that all the guns had to be there, one ring to the nine and one ring to the nine, just to follow the point of the match of the point. And that laid the gun in the table. So the actual rest of the time was taken with the 9.2 and 9.7. But Most people will not believe you will be a Christian, but they have to advise you that they can be a Christian. That's a change in the news. Because the child will then be a Christian. Or something like that. The child will then be a Christian. But it was most interesting.
Now, how did you actually load and fire the, you know, the actual mechanism, the gun drill? What do you recall of that?
I never had anyone to do it, so I'll tell you what I picked up from the books. As far as I can remember, the child was not the one who had a huge chunk of separated. And the number one is that one which brought the gun down to the loading position, which is what we said. One which controlled the shell being built up, and one which controlled the runner down there. They took out. Of course, the cartridge was really in the hand of the rubber. The guns were commanded by a chief warden, the gun division master, the station at the telephone communication service to the guns. And he translated the back command of the official to firing and whatever the question was. Generally speaking, even at that time,
now, what am, could you take me through your training as a, as an ACK, then?
Was laid on a bed, which was representative of the area in which it was built. And that was broken down into blocks. Blocks, and the blocks were separated out in the square. Now, when you move the two animals together, you can read off the bed and the arm on the outside of the bed. And it's also doing the other. Now, both of those things are transmitted by changing the arm and the arm. But the training can be through the system of the whole. Doing the same thing. Mainly the reading the arm. There were such things as aircraft stuff, which one might first have to do with the aircraft on the other side, to the end of the station and so on. All in all, it was the management of the company that held it, but it was very important.
And what was the name? What was you were? What were you called at the end of it? What was your qualification? No? Was your maths up to it?
Sorry?
Your maths?
Yes, I think it improved. But I don't know whether you know about the army maths. Even in these days, that they have certain forms that you follow. It is very difficult to make a mistake. It's sort of step by step, the mind. And of course, that's a different thing. This is kind of really something to do with. But it was my opening, particularly just being a child. You know, the upper end, the air temperature of the room. All of that was not the motion system being able to satisfaction and relief in that for the conditions of the president and the
So, meteor corrections.